Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Many, maybe even most, of the Gentiles who lived during the Mosaic dispensation may have thought that God had discriminated against them by excluding them from that covenant. It is true that the law of Moses was not given specifically to Gentiles, although some Gentiles embraced the law as God's revelation of His will to man. According to Paul, the Gentiles, which did not have the law, could do by nature the things contained in the law, and become a law unto themselves. Romans 2:14. While these items may be interesting to the modern student of religion, our major concern should be, what does God have in mind for both Jew and Gentile under the new covenant? While many of the Jews seem to have overlooked predictions relating to the coming of a new covenant, there is no doubt of its truth. Jeremiah predicted, "Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they all shall know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more." Jeremiah 31:33-34. The book of Hebrews interprets that prophecy as applying to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 8:6-13. God wants all men living since Pentecost to understand that the gospel is for all. Paul mentioned the truth that the mystery God had in His mind from eternity past is now made manifest to the saints, to whom God will to make known what is the riches of the glory of His mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27. God's plan all along, even before the foundation of the world, was to save both Jew and Gentile by exactly the same means, the glorious gospel of our Lord. Is that really what the mystery or secret was all about? Who can doubt it if he has read these words from Ephesians? The grace of God bestowed on Paul was, among other things, to make known the mystery, as I wrote before in a few words, whereby, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Ephesians 3:3-5. But what was the mystery which God had concealed in his mind? That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body, and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Ephesians 3:6. God will to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. If you are a Gentile or a Jew, can you think of any greater riches than the glory of the mystery we have just mentioned, that Jews and Gentiles should be saved in exactly the same way and be fellow heirs of the same blessings and promises? It should be an occasion for daily thanksgiving for the wonderful grace of God. God does not have one way of saving Jews and another of saving Gentiles. Paul emphasized that truth in his great letter to the Romans. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is revealed the righteousness of God from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Romans 1:16-17. The mystery Paul had in mind in Colossians 1:27 is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Thank you, and may God bless you.